耶稣要上耶路撒冷。
That we know that now only then the disciples knew that the Lord Jesus is heading towards Jerusalem.
要钉十字架。
He is going to be crucified on the cross.
在那个以前，他们都糊涂，都不清楚。
Before that, they have no idea about it.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见时间很重要吗
？And so, brothers and sisters, it is a very important time.
你读圣经读了半天，你都不知道这个时间跟时间有什么关系。
Sometimes when you read the Bible so many times, you don't even have any clue or any idea about the time.
他们跟随主已经三年了。
That they have followed Jesus for our Lord for 3 years.
现在神说我不能再隐瞒他们，我要把我的心事告诉他们。
And the Lord Jesus, I cannot now continue to hide all this. I have to reveal that to them.
所以就在那个时候，把门徒们带到腓立比境内，也该撒利亚腓立。
Now you know that they have to bring the spies into the area of the Philippi.
我们的主就把心打开了。
And the Lord has opened his heart.
不只启示教会。
Not only that he revealed the church.
也给我们看教会的诞生乃是借着十字架。
That we know the birth of church is through the cross.
还有我们必须背起十字架来跟随他。
And also that we have to take up a cross and follow him.
如果光十字架太痛苦了。
That we know that only the cross is too difficult, too sorrowful.
所以今天有人笑说你们这些人太傻瓜了。
That you areSo foolish about to take up the cross.
我们讲什么都是 success, 都是繁荣的。
That we know, I think everything is prosperity.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
在主不只告诉我们，主在主不只启示基督教会和十字架。
Not only that, our God has revealed the church, the cross.
然后主也启示国度。
But he has also revealed to us his kingdom.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
乃是经过十字架我们要达到国度。
It is only through the cross that we will enter into the kingdom.
经过十字架就有丰收。
Or we know that through the cross we will have abundant harvest.
经过十字架就有繁荣。
That we know that we go through the cross we have prosperity.
我们也讲成功。
That we talk about success.
我们也讲繁荣。
We talk about prosperity.
我们也讲荣耀。
We talk about glory.
不是今天的荣耀。
Not the present day glory.
那是将来的荣耀。
We talk about the glory in future.
弟兄姊妹今天你的祝福
the blessing you have today
今天你的财富
today that all your possessions
能不能保证那一天与基督一同坐在宝座
上 Can you guarantee that the day that you'll be together you'll be, you will
钱财是无定的
that we know that our materials
你告诉别人说钱财就是一切
that we know that your, what your wealth is your everything
现在自从这个 financial tsunami 以后钱财是无定的
After this financial crisis we know that our wealth is not certain
但是神所给我国是不能震动的
But we know that the kingdom of God is going to is unshakable.
今天如果我们与他一同受苦
And today that we will suffer together with him.
将来我们要和他一同得荣耀
In future we are going to be in glory together.
我们讲 prosperity.
When we talk about prosperity.
我们讲成功
We talk about success.
什么叫 success?
So what is success?
没有十字架没有成功
Without the cross we have no success.
没有十字架没有冠冕
We know that without the cross we have no crown.
我们要告诉我们的子弟
We have to tell our descendants.
我们要告诉我们的年轻人
We not tell our young people.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗撒旦 offer 我们的主说
What Satan have offered our Lord
你只要拜一拜万国的荣华都是你的
If you bow down to me the entire prosperity of the world will be yours
地位是你的
You will have the position
钱财是你的
The wealth will be yours
什么都是你的
Everything will be yours
你不必上十字架
You do not have to go to the cross
但是弟兄姊妹
My brothers and sisters
我们的主知道
But our Lord knew
达到宝座的途径
In order to reach the throne
是经过十字架
You have to go through the cross
所以弟兄姊妹
And so brothers and sisters
主知道
The Lord knew.
这条路不容易走。
This is not an easy road.
主知道。
The Lord knows.
彼得要三次否认主。
Peter is going to deny him 3 times.
主知道。这个雅各要第一个为主殉道。
The Lord knew that Jacob will be the first to be martyred.
主也知道约翰要走到最后。
The Lord knew. The Lord knew that John will be the last one to finish the journey.
主在变化山上向他们显现。
And so the Lord appeared unto them at the mount of transfiguration.
主给他们看一点点什么叫做国度的荣耀。
Lord has revealed a little of what is meant of the glory of the kingdom.
你如果真看见国度的荣耀
If you truly witness the glory of the kingdom,
雅各就能在几十分钟之内为主殉道
That we know that Jacob was ready in a couple of minutes, he was ready to be martyred for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，彼得才能回头，彼得才能回头。
That we know that only that, Peter will be able to repent.
雅约翰因着看见那个荣耀的意象。
And because John has seen this, the glory.
不管那条路
The vision of this glory.
不管那条路有多么艰难。
No matter how difficult this journey is going to be.
有多么孤单。
It's how lonely he will be.
你看见约翰一直走到路的中
间。That we know that John was able to accomplish his journey.
别忘记。
Let's not forget.
这个启示乃是在主耶稣钉十字架以前的一年的 祝棚结束。
That this revelation came about was one year before the Lord was crucified, and it was at the festival of the tents.
那是葡萄成熟的时候。
And that was the time where there was harvest.
那是橄榄成熟的。
And there was a harvest of the olives.
但如果葡萄不经过酒榨。
That if the grapes is not to be go through the press,
它就不能变成酒。
That we cannot turn into wine.
如果橄榄不能经过油榨。
That we know that if the olive is not going through the oil,
它不能变成油。
That it cannot to have any oil.
所以弟兄姊妹。
And so brothers and sisters.
现在门徒们不能再睡觉。
And now all the disciples have to be awake.
现在不管听得进去听不进去，主耶稣把他心里的话要告诉他们。
Whether they could understand or not, the Lord has revealed what is in his heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？这个就是主耶稣定时间前一年的事，就是主前主后二十九年的事。
And this transpired one year, that's 2980 before our Lord was crucified.
那么好了，我们要问那一年年初发生了什么事。
And we want to ask at the beginning of that year what had happened during the beginning of the year.
好，在我们看年初发生这个事以前，我们再往前再推一年。
Before what happened the beginning of the year, let's move backwards one year.
那就是主后二十八年。
And that is about 2880.
那么这个就是约翰福音第五章给我们看见那个这个摊子的故事的那一年。
That we know that that was at the time that this man was paralyzed for about 38 years.
好，现在你在问说，到底那一年年初发生了什么事
？And we want to ask that what happened at the beginning of that year.
记得吗？年初逾越节跟这个祝棚节。
That we know that beginning what happened at the beginning of the year, the Passover.And the festival of the
Tent. 每年都有事情发生。
Every year, as there something happened.
哦，你说我这个记不住。
You say, I can't remember.
但是没有关系。现在你如果把重点抓住了，你这也很容易就抓记住了。
We know just the main point. I think you can help us to remember.
所以现在你看见主后二十八年。
On the 28th year AD.
那是约翰福音第五章的逾越节。
And that is the Passover described in chapter 5.
现在我们再往前推。
Let's move backwards another year.
那是二十七年，主后二十七年。
And that is the 27, around 25.
那么约翰福音第二章给我们看见这个逾越节的故事。
And that we have the story of the second Passover.
所以
the story of the Passover.
约翰福音第一章。
And so John Gospel chapter 1.
是从主后二十七年那个年初开始的。
It begins on the beginning of the 27 year, the 27 AD.
然后你一直做第四章。
And then as we move on to chapter 4,
记得啊，约翰福音第一章的第四章
chapter 1, chapter 4,
他就 cover 了整年，就刚好是主后二十七年那一年所发生的事。
And so chapter 1 to chapter 4 actually cover the entire year, the entire 27 AD.
好了，过了那一年以后
after that year,
你暂时把约翰福音放在一边
let's put aside the John Gospel,
你就跳到马可福音。
Then we move on to Mark.
你一读马可福音开始的时候
And so as we begin,the book of Mark.
主耶稣又碰到约翰了。
And our Lord has met John again.
主耶稣又碰到彼得了。
He met Peter again.
但这一次主耶稣对他们怎么说呢
？But what did the Lord? What did our Lord Jesus?
你们来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
我要叫你得人如得人。
I want to make you as the to be fishers of men.
所以现在你明白吗
？So we understand now.
马可福音你所读到的主耶稣呼召门徒，那不是主耶门徒们第一次遇见主。
And we know that in Mark, it's not the first time the disciples have met the Lord Jesus.
那已经是一年以后的事情。
It has already taken about one year ago.
这个中间所发生的事，就是约翰福音第一章到第四章所发生的事。
What happened before that actually is John chapter 1 right up to chapter 4.
所以现在清楚吗？你现在如果接下去是马可福音，我们很快现在翻到马可福音。
Let's quickly turn to the Gospel of Mark.
你如果把马可福音打开的话
，If you were to turn to the first chapter of Mark.
那么马可福音一开始就是给我们看见主后二十八年年初的时候。
And that took place at the beginning of the 28 AD.
所以圣经告诉我们说，这个第十六节，耶稣顺着加利利的海边行走。
And so chapter 1 verse 16, and he walked by the Sea of Galilee.
他说，你们来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
He says that follow me and I will make you 17 that you will become fishers of men.
一年以前他们已经跟随主了。
One year ago, they were already follow Christ.
一年以后又碰见他们。
Now that Jesus met them again.
一年以前只说跟从我，没有其他任何条件，也没有 mission, 什么都没有。
The first year, he just said simply follow me.
在约翰福音说跟从我。
Just say, follow me.
没有说撇下一切来跟从我。
He says, you know, put down everything and follow me.
没有说舍己跟从我。
And nothing to sacrifice ourselves to follow me.
没有说背十字架跟从我。
There was no mention of pick up your cross.
我们第一次跟随主的时候。
First, when we first come,
不是背着十字架来跟从主。
We are not bearing our cross.
你不要把圣经的话读错了。
Let's not read the error.
当他们第一次遇见主的时候
the first time when they meet the Lord,
他们就是来到生命的源头
they have just arrived at the source of life
fountain of life. 那他们来到了水来到了生命的泉源
now they are at the fountain of life
只要来就可以了
you only have to come
这跟从我在原文希腊原文的意思就是说和我一同上路
that we know that follow me in Greek means to come along with me
意思就是我有一条路
means to say that I have a way
你们和我一同上路
now that you come and travel with me together
你没有路
you have no way
所有跟随主人都是没有路的
those who follow we do not know the way
让那些有路的人去爱世界去
let those who know the way to follow the world
你们没有路
you have no other way
现在你们和我一同上路
now that you follow me to travel with me
所以只要跟随就可以了
and just have to follow him
没有说要背十字架
There is no mention about taking
your cross. 也没有说叫你得人如得鱼。
There was no mention of that you will become fishers of men.
乃是经过一年以后。
It was after one year.
啊，弟兄姊妹，主又遇见他们。
Now the Lord met them again.
看见他们在打网撒网。
And they were now casting their nets.
看见他们在捕网。
They were mending their nets.
所以耶稣说来跟从我。
Jesus say, "Come, follow me."
所以这个是他们跟随主一年以后。主后二十八年年初的时候所发生的。
This transpired one year after. That is the beginning of the 2018.
那么这个时候呢，主耶稣他就从拿撒勒就到了加利利。
That we know he has come from Nazareth. He had now arrived in Galilee.
他就借彼得的屋檐住在彼得的家里。
Now he is now under the roof of Peter.
他以加百农来做他工作的中心。
And that the center of his work is at Capernaum.
不要忘记，以前都是拿撒勒。
That we know previously, the center place is
都是拿撒勒。
It is so beginning.
他长在拿撒勒。
Where he has born, he has grown up.
那么有的时候从拿撒勒又到了，就这前一年的故事。
And so one year ago, he may start from Nazareth to enter into
Galilee. 他真正开始他在加利利的工作是在主后二十八年。
That we know that his work began after Galilee was one year after.
那是马可福音的时候。
And that is where the beginning of Mark had written.
然后他就进到加百农。
And so now he entered into Capernaum.
然后他就开始在加利利海十八个月的工作。
And so he began his ministry, his work at the Sea of Galilee for 18 months.
从那个二十八主后二十八年年初一直到主后二十九年的这个祝棚节。
And so, the period is from actually the 28, beginning of the 28 years old until the following year, during the festival of the heaven.
大概是一年半的样子。
It's about 1.5 years.
那么主耶稣的工作在哪里呢？是在加利利。
And we know that where his work, the focus of his work was at Galilee.
所以这个就是从马太福音第一章，如果你一直读的话。你一直读就读到第九八章，读到第八章。
And then from chapter one, Mark chapter one to chapter eight,
一直到第九章开始。
And up to the beginning of chapter nine.
那不要忘记这一段，通通是那十八个月所发生的事。
That this all happened during these 18 months.
那么好了，那一年如果到年底
，And so as we come to the end of that year.
那么这个年底是什么时候呢
？What is the time of this？
那就是马可福音第一章到马可福音第三章，刚好是主后二十八年那一年所发生的事。
And that chapter one to chapter three of the book of Mark, and that was what have actually happened.
所以当你读到第三章第十二节以前
，And so before chapter three verse 12。
那这一段就是到了第三章快到十二节的时候
And so before we come to chapter 3 verse 12
你就到了主后二十八年的年底了
And that we have come to the end of the 28 AD
清楚吧所以现在很清楚当我再说一遍这个主后二十七年是约翰福音前面四章
The beginning of 27 AD is actually recorded the first four chapters of John's
Gospel. 主后二十八年是马可福音前面三章，我想很清楚，很容易记得。
And that is the first three chapters of the Gospel of Mark.
你们要不要明天我考你们一下？我要考考大家就醒过来了。那但是我还是不要考你们。 那我是希望你们把它记住，因为这是这样，我是帮你们整理，你们就能够记得住，你们自己搞搞不清楚的。
We are trying to help you so that you to organize it because we can't do it on our own.
我再说一遍哈，这个主后二十七。